And I want to kind of spend my time under staff today just discussing a concept and kind of kicking it off, and we'll put it on agendas for full discussion, potentially action. But it probably is no secret that for over 10 years between county staff and elected officials, we've been trying to acquire the freight depot on B Street. We've had 5 appraisals done over the years. And we get close, and then we lose it. We get close, and then we lose it. The depot has, from what I understand, to be about a 50-50 ownership. And we've now got one owner saying, please, you know, look at eminent domain. And, you know, let's make it friendly. And we had the other partner there, we thought, and then things changed again, like they have over the years. So I kind of want to alert the commission and the public that we're going to at least look at eminent domain. Whether we do it or not will be up to the purview of the board. If I understand it, and haven't had a chance to talk to legal counsel yet, so I want to make sure my understanding of the process is correct. But basically, we tender an offer. The offer would be based somewhere, presumably, hopefully, on more recent appraisals and more recent offers to be consistent. I think the ballpark number that was last on the table was $710,000 for property and personal property, some historic artifacts in there. Whether or not those can be included in eminent domain will be determined. We put that money in escrow, go through the notification processes. This, again, of course, is subject to the commission's approval, should you choose to do so. And then the title transfers to the county. If there is any dispute, they've got, from what I understand, the right to dispute the value in court, but the title still stays with the county. And I think it's important to at least get out there early on, why would we even be doing this? And there's a number of reasons. But I think the primary reason, I wish Laura was still here, and I see Joe Curtis here. The county's got a track record of preserving and protecting and restoring the historic treasures in town, whether it be the courthouse, the Fourth Ward School, the Fire Museum, St. Mary's Art Center, and the Gold Hill Depot. There's some serious concerns over life safety and the safety of that historic treasure down there. And again, there are other reasons, but we'll get to that during the public meeting processes. I would say that we do have funding. We've had rail monies for quite some time. It also, I believe, appears in both our infrastructure plan and capital projects that he's working on. It's not a decision that I think we should take lightly. It's a difficult decision for me to get to this point, even as staff to consider it. But it is consistent again with what we've been trying to do these past many years and what we do. It'll be my intent to work closely, very closely, with our district attorney's office. To the best of my knowledge, we've never done eminent domain before. We've never proceeded under that. There are other agencies out there that do, the Rail Commission in particular. We've got the greatest legal counsel on earth, in my opinion, so we'll figure it out. And we'll go through the meeting processes and present it to you and determine if you want to do it. And it will probably be a little bit of a bumpy ride because it's, again, not something to take lightly, but I think it's something for the preservation of the building, for the safety, and, again, for many reasons, including its uniqueness as a venue. I think it's something that we need to at least explore and potentially follow the process. So. Mm-hmm. And if you have any questions, as always, or thoughts, I am all ears.